Hello and welcome to my Quantum Living Show, a hack to happiness and success. I'm your host, Anna Anderson. You will find here information, inspirations, tips, hacks, and insights on how to live a happy and fulfilling life in sync with the universe at the intersection of science and spirituality. A unique and mysterious dimension I call quantum living, where you can create your world and manifest your reality from within. Knowing and applying the principles of quantum living is a foolproof and elegant hack to happiness, fulfillment, abundance, and success. Curious? Okay, let's begin. Good morning, good evening, wherever you are, across the world and the universe. Thank you for tuning in. If you have listened to any of the previous 12 episodes of this podcast, you would have noticed that after 11 episodes, I've changed and expanded the podcast title, as the previous one was still missing something for me. I was looking for a punchy subtitle that would explain, in brief, what quantum living is all about. And I finally found it. So, the full title of my show is now Quantum Living, a Hack to Happiness and Success. I can assure you that this is not a funky throwaway line I put in there just because it sounds good. Well, it does sound good, but there is so much more to it. Today I will explain the concept of quantum living and how this philosophy, adopted as a lifestyle, is an ingenious hack to a healthy and fulfilling life, in short, to happiness and success. I will also give you the 12 key principles of quantum living, which form the basis of my personal coaching program and all my work in this space that I have built on and continue building on with my insight, creative approach, and research. So sit back and relax as I open the door to this unique and mysterious dimension I call quantum living. What is quantum living? Quantum living is a term I coined a few years ago to capture the multidimensional nature of the concepts, principles, and ideas I was adopting in my work, in my personal coaching programs, articles, workshops, and guided meditations, which couldn't be easily defined. Why? Because my work is at the intersection of science and spirituality. While most people would never think that such an intersection can even exist. And it's a blended, multidimensional approach. To give you an idea, my coaching program is a blend of coaching, counseling, energy work, meditation, intuitive counseling, and educating. It incorporates the principles of quantum physics, spirituality, and a healthy lifestyle. It draws on neuroscience, neuropsychology, psychology, NLP, interdimensional work, generational wisdom, and a common sense. I also encourage my clients to recognize and align with the divine essence or higher self within, as only then the miracles, manifestations, and healings can naturally occur. The common denominator here is the concept of quantum living, which means a philosophy based on the core principles of quantum physics and ancient spiritual teachings that everything is energy, and a number of other principles which I will outline in a moment. Now, when we understand and accept that this energy is an intelligent consciousness, and it is in fact all that is because everything is energy, well, it makes sense to navigate through life in sync with the universe, in sync with that creative energy and its laws, to go with the flow of life rather than against it. Quantum physics is science, and it is the first science in modern times which unashamedly incorporates spirituality. Not religion, by the way. These are two different concepts. By acknowledging that life and all its creation as we know it and don't know yet must be, therefore is, controlled by a highly intelligent force or energy that nothing can surpass. That's as close as you can get to admitting that there is God outside of the religious framework, an intelligent force which you can't measure or define, and yet you can see its presence everywhere. So, having been looking all my life for the answer to this monumental question, how life really works, I feel that quantum physics is, if not the answer, at least a critical piece of the puzzle. Do I have all the answers? Of course not. If I did, I wouldn't be here. I mean, on the physical plane, anymore. I'm still work in progress. But I think that I do have some useful answers, solutions, insights, wisdom, tips and hacks coming from my understanding thus far of how life works, encapsulated in my philosophy of quantum living, which I now share with people to help them on their heroic journey through life. What are the practical applications and benefits of the principles of quantum living? Why is it an awesome hack to happiness and success? Before I answer these questions, I should mention here that it is also a tremendous tool for personal growth. Why? The philosophy of quantum living is asking you to examine your internal mental and emotional world when you query your life experiences. It puts squarely the ownership of and the responsibility for them on you. And that can be quite uncomfortable for many people. However, you can't change something you don't own, something that doesn't belong to you. So if you don't own your life outcomes, as you are blaming other people and circumstances for them, if you want to change them, you can't. That's the law. You must own them first. And when you do, after you have put your kicking and screaming ego to bed, you will be empowered with overcoming that part of yourself and regaining control of your life. And that's how you grow. So, in a nutshell, what does it mean to adopt the philosophy of quantum living as a lifestyle? It means living in alignment with life, flowing downstream with it, rather than struggling upstream in disconnect from the universe. Less pain, fewer problems, less struggle, fewer obstacles, less suffering, more joy, success and freedom. Many people understand and accept that everything is energy, including our thoughts and emotions, and that we project these energies constantly into the quantum field, where they activate and manifest situations and experiences that match what we think and feel. And yet, very few people work with this primary principle to their advantage. Replacing negative thoughts with positive ones is not always easy, and stress and worry are highly addictive. As a result, they attract to their life more of the same as per the quantum laws. Another example, if you carry repressed anger from your childhood into your adulthood, it will most likely manifest itself as either a disease in the body, such as cancer, or will create an emotional addiction that will keep sabotaging your life. Energy must always move. If it's suppressed, it gets stuck. Energy can't be destroyed either. It can only change form. When you understand and learn how to work with energy in and outside your body, how to stop your emotional addictions and how to remove the negative frequencies trapped in your body, how to control your emotions and reprogram your mind, that old emotional baggage you've been carrying for years in your system, literally, will quickly disappear. Thank you. I will now share with you the 12 key principles of quantum living. 1. Everything is energy vibrating at various frequencies which determine its nature, including your thoughts and emotions, especially your thoughts and emotions. 2. Everything is connected at the energy level. We are all particles of one universal consciousness, the infinite intelligence, whatever name you wish to use, that gives us life. This means that you cannot be completely separate from everyone else, ever. 3. Energy carries information. This means that you are constantly sending and receiving information, 95% of which unconsciously. 4. We create our reality, our experiences, with our thoughts and emotions. This means that you are continuously sending out your energy signature, your state of being, into the quantum field, which attracts people and events that match your frequency. 5. Consciousness is non-local. This means that your thoughts, memories, stories, ideas, inventions, insights, creativity are stored everywhere in the quantum field. They are certainly not in your head. 6. An observer affects the event they observe by the sheer act of observation. This means that what you focus on, that's where your energy goes and changes your reality experience in the intended way, whether you are aware of it or not. 7. Electrons behave as both particles and waves. They appear and disappear 7.8 times per second between this and other dimensions. This means that your reality is not fixed. It constantly changes and can be manipulated. It is also full of paradoxes. 8. To change anything in our life or create a new reality, we need to change our state of being, which is thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and attitudes. This means that what you are attracting now into your life experience matches your current or past frequency or vibrations. Your past frequency, by the way, may come from last week, 10 years ago, your childhood, or your past lives. The reason? There is no time in the quantum field. There is only now. There is an infinite number of potential futures or events in the quantum field. This means that you can create, attract, and manifest anything you want that matches the frequency of your intention, with the following important caveat. As I mentioned earlier, that frequency may be distorted or contaminated by the energetic influences from your past, including past lives, that you are not aware of. Furthermore, the greater the difference between your current reality and your intention, the greater the focus and strength of your energy signal is required to activate that new reality. For example, if you intend to find a coin on the ground, that will usually manifest very quickly. If, on the other hand, you want to have money falling down from the sky into your backyard in great amounts, well, you may need to work on it for a while with the laser-sharp focus and without any doubt. 10. We can change only what we own. This means that you can never change another person or the circumstances in your life that you are blaming someone or something for. 11. When we give thanks for an experience before it has occurred in our physical reality, we create an energetic state of already having that experience, which imprints it in the quantum field as ours to have. This means that it is just a matter of time before your thought manifests in your life. Why wait? You need to experience time to learn how to manifest. to master the skill of manifestation. And the more skillful you are, the quicker you will manifest your desired reality. 12. The universe is neutral. It delivers what matches your energy, whether positive or negative. This means that it pays to be self-observant and live consciously rather than on automatic. You can use these principles in many ways as the foundation of your transformation to improve your relationships, heal your mind and body, attract or create a dream career, find your life's purpose, create abundance, create magic, and have a fulfilled and amazing life. It all starts with self-observation, identifying any negative patterns of thought and behavior and emotional addictions, and consciously changing them, which leads to self-knowing and self-empowerment. Remember, you can create and change your reality only from within. Once you know that every thought you have goes out to the universe, attracting its match, you will think twice, pardon the pun, about indulging in negative thinking. And if you'd like to access my personalized one-on-one quantum living coaching program, please contact me through my website at quantumliving.com.au. Quantum living is an awesome, healthy, and elegant hack to happiness and success. I will leave you now with this summarizing thought to ponder upon in your meditation if you wish. Your life is predestined unless you decide otherwise. That's all for today, folks. If you like this episode, please share it with others. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to the show on iTunes or on my website. And if you really love it, please post a review on iTunes to encourage others to listen to it. For details about my Quantum Living coaching program, please visit my website at quantumliving.com.au. You will also find there more information about this episode in the show notes. I'm your host, Anna Anderson. Thank you for listening. Until next time, be well.